brought it in there and started flashing slides, and then.
But now, when you say we, who was
me and Joe
you
David.
You and Joe David first.
This was me and Joe David, but Early. This is where it really gets interesting. I don't think we were there more than one night when this other couple of dudes show up and introduce themselves as Frank Hughes and Steve Cheatham. To me, introduced themselves to me and Joe. And you know, I got to tell you that there was probably some peripheral individuals around that I'm maybe not recollecting, and that might have an observation about all this too. But this is my recollection of it. And, you know, we were just doing our thing, and that was basically all that was mattered. Well, Frank and Steve were also interested in light show, but they had some money. And they had some means. And they had a friend named McFadden.
Haynes
McFadden.
I just interviewed him a couple of weeks ago.
No, did
he? Came over from South Africa, yeah.
Really? So he's still in the game, huh?
Yeah. Big in the Baha'i Church in Africa now.
Is that
it's
right?
It's very wild.
Well, Haynes McFadden was a silent partner, individual that Frank and Steve knew, but neither one of them had the art school sort of orientation or the background, the art sort of thing. They knew what they wanted to do. They saw I had possibilities and everything, but they kind of took me in as somebody that could help them with sort of the visual part of this thing that they wanted to do. And Haynes was a bankroller. He had a home, he had a house, he had money, and he financed some equipment, a strobe light and some projectors and a movie projector and a fog machine and a Purple Haze fog machine. Had to have that.
That was great.
You know, the Jimi Hendrix experience. All of this stuff was happening at one time. Yeah. I'm telling you, you know, it was all happening at once. And so here, suddenly, here it is, the electric collage. We decided, and they had the same mindset I did about doing all this stuff. It's like, and Frank had some connections. You know, one of his buddies was Cooley's sidekick, Ron Worsley.
Yes.
And Kathy Mashburn, well, Kathy hadn't gotten into the picture then, but Alex Cooley's partner was Ron Worsley back in those days. And he was... Cooley and Worsley were booking a lot of Atlanta bands, and this was prior, before Atlanta Pop won.
Yeah.
At AIR.
He started booking them for his pizza place, I've heard. So the family had a pizza parlor, and he would book entertainment in there on the weekends, and that's how he got to know people and started up.
Who had the pizza parlor?
The Cooley family.
Oh, they did? I didn't know that. See, that's interesting.
My sister would probably know.
Well, Alex is still around, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Alex definitely around.
You've talked to him?
Just made contact with him the other day. Bill Harden, Bill Mankin had breakfast with him. He was talking about what we were doing. He said, and Alex sounded positively hurt. Well, they haven't called me about an interview. He said, we don't know how on earth to get in touch with you.
He's in Chattanooga most of the time.
Yeah, so he sent word there he would... How to get in touch with him.
That's wonderful. He's a delightful man. And he's a delightful
person.
Bill
said, just wait there. Said he moves in slow motion for anything that isn't money involved.
Yes, he's
but be patient. When you catch up with him, he'll have some good... He'll have a lot of inside stuff. And, but anyway, it was... Frank Hughes was the... He was in the insurance business. You talk about somebody dropping out and just dropping out and turning on... And going with the flow. That was Frank Hughes. He just completely walked away from the insurance and got this light show going. And of course, him and Ron Worsley and Alex. Alex wasn't so much into booking the collage as Worsley was, because he was the nuts and bolts of the band, hooking up the bands and then getting Frank Hughes, who was kind of the kahuna leader of the electric collage light show, to do the booking and all that. He bought the van and he And I don't know if you've run across the electric collage or not.
Yeah,
but
I saw y'all in action a few times, in fact.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Where?
That's a very good question.
Yeah.
Where it was, well, exactly. But I know I saw the collage a couple of times.
There was some big shows that we had a lot of fun doing, and it was some, those were high times, man. We actually did go all over Florida and Georgia I don't recall too many other places, but I mean, it was all the same, you know. We went, this starts a whole thing. I mean, in those days, we got a gig down in Daytona Beach, and of course that's right down the road from the Allman, where the Allman Brothers were hanging out in Jacksonville. We went to this old honky-tonk tavern one night to hear this guy, Frank. After we got through, Frank says, "Come on, we're going to walk down the beach here. We got Dwayne, this kid up there, Dwayne Allman. We got to go see him." I'm going, well, okay. Well, yeah. And so we go in there, and this guy was cooking. He was by himself. And just up there playing well, going on and on. And this was, you know, I got to tell you, this was probably the summer of, late summer of 67, probably, something like that. Maybe even a little, somewhere around there. Mm-hmm. And you know, it was things like that. I mean, the old Atlanta auditorium had groups come in there, the Hendrix. Just FYI, a footnote here, we didn't light that show. Hendrix brought his own lights, but I'll talk about Howard Stein later if you want to hear about it. Cooley's other sidekick, the fellow that did all the concerts,